the motion from one area. How would you say my two hands are going? Are they
towards each other?
Okay. And
apart, moving apart.
Okay. And I guess that'll do it. Let's see if we missed any here. Oh, I wanted to get back to just a couple of things about your family before the tape ends. We talked a little about, did we talk about your wife's ethnic ancestry? Did we mention that?
No. I think there's a lot of English in her background, too.
Uh-huh. Yeah, on both sides? Or do you know?
I think on both sides.
Okay. And her mother was born where, and her father was born where, do you know?
In Iowa.
Okay.
Both of them.
Yeah, and their education, did we get into this before we met yet?
No. No, I think, I don't know. I think her mother was a high school graduate and taught school. I'm not sure. Probably the eighth grade on her father.
Uh-huh. And their occupations?
They were farm people.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And
And is there social contacts, or are they were they organized? I mean, were they? Did they see themselves as members of larger social
well,
groups?
Yeah, the church, and I don't know. In later years, they retired from the farm. They weren't really that retirement age, but they left the farm, and he worked for the government.
Okay, so
and,
so I guess basically for both sides of your family, and then for your wife's family, almost all of them, except your mother, were in farming, or is that
yes,
correct?
Well, and well, she was too. Her grandfather was a carpenter and built a lot of homes in this country in the early days when the homesteaders would come out. He would help them build their homestead.
Now, let me see if I got this down too. Your grandparents, your mother, and your grandfather were both born in Iowa also? No.
My mother was born in Iowa.
Uh-huh.
And my grandparents either came directly from England or I think they both came from England.
And their occupation in England?
I think they were rural people, probably farmers. Livestock people. Livestock people, I think, would be.
Okay. And then we've been over your mother and your father and their birthplaces. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if there's just a couple of other things that I might have skipped over in this never ending interview. Okay. We could go over terms for milk, for thin milk. Have you ever heard that the milk is blue?
Yeah,
okay.
That's the skim milk.
Okay, so is that what they would call it?
Well, you hear that term quite a bit, blue milk.
Okay, what about when milk is just beginning to turn sour?
Clabber.
Okay, is there any other term for it you may have heard?
Well, sour, I guess.
Because have you ever heard the term blinky?
No.
Okay, I guess that's the southern term. The milk is gone blinky.
I guess I could understand that, but I'd know what they were talking about, but I never heard it before.
Okay. Well, let me just check a couple more things. What is a place where they keep books? You know, books are lent out to people.
Library.
Did we go over that one before?
No, I don't think so.
And people that are not related to you, but are sort of...
Friends.
Uh-huh. What about the term kith and...
Kin.
What would kin mean there?
Your relatives, I assume it means.
Uh-huh. And kith, what is that?
I have no idea. You've got some kith and cousins, but...
Okay. All right, that's great. I think we've got... I guess that's a lot. What about, okay, now this is a, you called that, that dispenses water there, you called that a...
faucet or fixture.
What, would it be different if it were dispensing water outside of the house, perhaps on the side?
A hydrant. Yes, I would call it a hydrant outside.
Okay. Well, what about, do you ever use the word tap?
Yeah, tap water, yeah. I don't use it, but it's used.
Okay. All right. Did you get one? Yeah, you've never heard the word sugan before.
No. And that means to cover up your
it's
the cold.
It's almost like a quilt.
Mm-hmm.
It's a quilt that's filled with a type of
down or
stuffing that dries
filler.
Faster, so they could take it on sleigh rides and things
mm-hmm.
like that. I guess that'll do it.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, yes, sir.